Test 63, Section 1, Question 23. This is a flaw question, and it's one that's kind of a fun one because a lot of people may have actually talked about this. So the question is about cars and frequency of cars in certain areas. Now, our overall conclusion is that certain makes of cars must be more common in some areas of the country than in others. And the evidence in favor of that is that we did this experiment where we asked everybody to estimate what proportion of all automobiles registered in the nation are that same subject. So how many other people have your type of car? And nearly everybody guessed higher than what it actually was. So the author of the passage is basically saying, therefore, it must be that there's localized higher concentrations of certain cars. Now, many of you may have automatically picked out on this saying, well, no, this is kind of a confirmation bias thing. It's that once you have a car, then you start seeing more and more of that car around just because you're tuned in to notice it. It's not necessarily that there actually are more of them. And so that's what we're going to look for in our answer choice. So A, the argument fails to estimate the likelihood that most subjects did not know the actual stats. Well, it doesn't really matter whether they know the actual stats. The question is whether or not they actually were seeing more, or whether that was simply that they were noticing them. The argument treats a result that supports a hypothesis as a result that proves a hypothesis. Well, it's good enough to hold on to. Let's see what else we get. The argument fails to take into account the possibility that the subject pool may come from a wide variety of geographical regions. Well, actually it could, and that would still be fine. So that one is not a problem that they come from lots of areas. In fact, that's a good thing. Argument attempts to draw its main conclusion from a set of premises that are mutually contradictory. There wasn't a contradiction in this. And then the argument applies a statistical generalization to a particular case to which it was not intended to apply. This wasn't a problem with statistics. So answer choice B is our correct answer. And basically what B says is that it tricks something that would support something as a possibility as though that absolutely proves it. And just like we mentioned, there could be other reasons why we're getting that same data. And so essentially it's a case where the data doesn't support only one conclusion. Instead, there are multiples. And so answer choice B is our correct response.